Welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude the letter to the Titus. We're in chapter 3 with verses 12 through 15. When I send Artemis to you, or Tychicus, try to join me at Nicopolis, where I have decided to spend the winter. Send Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey soon, and see to it that they have everything they need. But let our people, too, learn to devote themselves to good works, to supply urgent needs, so that they may not be unproductive. All who are with me send you greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with all of you. And just like that, it's over. Way more than a book of the Bible, deeper than the seas of the blue. The love that never ends for me and for you. That's family love. Just like that, your summertime with your grandson slips away and you say, until the next time, with tears that seem blue, yet they are of honor, hope, and health, sent their way in travels as we ask in His holy name to protect their routes and plains, to see the blessings of life where growth is ever abundant and true. We must learn that even when we lose something from our past, we know our prayers are everlasting. The grace Paul speaks about that should remain with all of you, by the life of His mercy helping you overcome all, no matter what you construe. Concluding Titus today seems symbolic to me. For sure, one ending becomes the next new beginning, and another book will be celebrated soon, like tomorrow, as our practice continues to call on the spirit of the ghost of mysteries we embrace in the Father's Son, seeking to be fed by Him, assuring us His divine body and blood, truly present by His own command. As we pray for this grace to be ignited in our hearts as nourishment of what we proclaim to constantly offer. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, after a slip and fall yesterday in a McDonald's. Yes, it seems kind of crazy, but she slipped coming around a corner and landed really hard. Fortunately, we thank the Lord that there's no broken bones in her body. And she, after a five-hour stint in the ER, we brought her home last night. We are thankful for that. We pray for my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We say goodbye to Julian this morning at around 5:30, giving him a kiss and a cross on his forehead. We pray for those that we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for Julian's mother. What a beautiful soul, strong-willed and helpful in all ways. We pray for those who are dying today. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the others dealing with this war in Ukraine as we continue to lift up in the Holy Spirit, praying for the brothers in Kairos, the brothers in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Titus 3, seems kind of quick that we got through Titus pretty quick. Moving on to another book. There's not too many left for the New Testament. We should be able to finish that out pretty soon. We're going to be pulling that together for some work to be completed. Today's poem is two stanzas. It's for verses 12 through 15 in the third chapter of Titus. Its title, Works Good Themselves Devote and Never Deny. Tychicus or Artemis sent you preside. Nicopolis, city winter spend, Paul would decide. Apollos with lawyer Zenus, soon their journey reside. Whatever need theirs you give by your hand inside. Unproductive not needs urgent supply. Works good themselves devote, never deny. People ours need what they themselves can comply. Greetings sent from everyone. Faith in Christ's love provides. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It is June 16, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Get to feeling better. I'm hoping that you won't be too sore, but it was a pretty hard fall, so she's going to be sore for a few days. So we lift her up as we say hello to our good friends John and Marie as we close today, close to the word our good friends provided. In Jesus' name, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. Amen. Thanks again for joining us as we close today at 7:33 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.